Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the first day of November 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's actually raining and snowing. So it's a good thing. Moisture, very important, moisture. Anyway, let's see what we're going to get into here. Well, we're going to do some talking first. But we got energy excess. Shutter U.S. oil refineries won't restart. So they're going to tell us, a handful are going to tell us, you ain't going to drive fucking cars. You ain't going to do, you motherfuckers are going to get your asses blown away. You handful of little motherfuckers. You think it can't happen? It's fixing to happen, you son of a bitches. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. When you get towards the an election like this, a midterm, People, that's when all the cockroaches come out of the fucking dark corners and they're all grabbing and trying to fucking hijack and grab any kind of power they can because they got none of their fucking own because they're a bunch of goddamn cowards. They got no fucking balls. They got no fucking spine. So they try to fucking see if they can itch and grab something that's fucking somebody else. Well, you can give it up on the goddamn Bill of Rights. You don't understand it one fucking tiny bit, dickwads. And that's the only way we got out of this son of a bitch. Anyway, I've been getting all this goddamn, shit about fucking religion. Oh, you gotta believe in Christ or you can't live. Fuck you. Fuck you, pissant. You believe in Christ. Can you decipher the fucking Bill of Rights? And can you fucking write a goddamn mandamus? Can you write a goddamn writ of, habeas corpus? Can you write a lawsuit? No, you fucking can't. You're just a pissant little son of a bitch. Hiding in the fucking dark, trying to fucking grab onto something that you can't build yourself, because you're too fucking stupid. Anyways, we're going to make this goddamn God plain and clear for you idiot assholes out there. The first article of the Bill of Rights reads, and I quote, Congress shall make no law. The fuck was that? Huh? Oh, Dion? Morning, Dion.
Oh, fuck, man. Phone's in my pocket. I'm so sorry, brother. Let me put it on mute.
No problem, brother. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise of. That's pretty fucking clear. So you must be completely against that, right? And I'll tell you what it all comes down to. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Is that Buddha? Is that fucking Muhammad? What God did they talk to? These motherfuckers.
Mammon.
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 That's their goddamn God for sure.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I have a question for you. Fire. These people who's writing you this, these people who are writing you all this and saying all this, do they even know you personally?
They don't have a fucking clue who I am.
Oh, good. You know what? You assholes out there. I'm a Christian myself. Henry might not believe like I do, but I love Henry the devil. Let me tell you something. I've been listening to Henry going on 10 years, and they have always tried to rope Henry in for, well, I remember the day he got on the radio, and I remember the day, like, you just said, like, somebody tried to rope you in with the racism stuff on both sides, trying to call you racist, trying to say you're not standing up for the white race and all that. Let me tell you about Henry. Henry is one of the most just men I have ever met. He's about freedom and liberty for everyone. It don't matter what color you are, what you believe, or whatever. That's what he's about. To me, he does more Christ work than any of you so-called Christians out there. Because you son of a bitch, you wouldn't fight for a child who's getting pedophiled on. You wouldn't fight for another human being who's being abused on. You'd be like, oh, that's the law. You so-called, y'all are so-callers. I have literally been with this man, and he read over the air where he literally said, he read the email to us. If you just stand up for it, what did God say to you, Henry? You'll be a great leader for the white race. And Henry got an answer. I don't give a motherfucker about a black nigger or a white nigger. He said, I don't care. That man, this man is a just man. He don't care nothing about skin color. He don't care nothing about nothing that you believe or whatever you do. He's about that Bill of Rights and freedom and liberty for everyone. So I don't care what you say about him. I've been with him going on 10 years strong. And I won't get off him because I have saw the temptation they are trying to throw at him. He won't sell himself for money. He will always talk about the Jews because he know. So he won't sell himself like most folks have done. So y'all can kiss my ass when it comes to him, and I will kill you about it. And that is the God's honest truth.
Well, thank you, Dion. I appreciate that. It means a lot coming from me. You have been here forever in 2 days.
I've been with you for a minute, Henry, and I know you ain't never said, I don't know if I'm the first black guy. I remember the day when I first chimed in, and you said, brother, you're welcome up here anytime. You ain't never, even when the Jews tried to come out and try to put that black guy on you, you remember that? And they tried to say, yeah, and what did I get on there and say? I said, well, Jews, y'all didn't do y'all homework, because what? I said, y'all trying to call this guy racist by using another black guy? I said, I have Henry's personal cell phone number. Now, for someone who is racist, why another black guy, why this black guy have his cell phone number? I can call Henry personally. So all this shit that y'all talking about ain't got nothing to do with a bowl of beans.
No, it don't.
This man is right. He is just. He is a just, just man.
Well, our only way out of this son of a bitch. Oh, thank you. I tell you guys, our only way out of this is for all of us to get on the same page, and we all know what's on that same fucking page. And there's going to be, like I told you guys a long time ago, when we start getting close to the fight, there's going to be goddamn people trying to hijack the fucking cause like they did the first time around. People don't realize that the people that rose up in the colonies are rising up against the fucking king's men. Those were the king's men. Got that? I mean, the governors and shit, those were the king's men. The ones that were fucking with the people and finally were going to take the people's guns and get... Well, actually, it was goddamn Benjamin Franklin that went over to England and told about... Every American was rich. Every American had land. Every American... And man, that dirty son of a bitch, he wanted every fucking bit of it. And so he sent his agents over here to try to fucking take it, and they didn't fucking take it. They thought they were going to take it. They told us how they were going to kick our ass and take our guns. Well, you know they ain't done it, and they ain't going to do it. But the bottom line here is, if we want to fucking win this, if you want to win this fucking goddamn fight, you go to that Bill of Rights. That's what the son of a bitch was put in place for. It was written off the goddamn Anti-Federalist Papers. It told what they would try to do to us and how they would try to do it and where the, and it put the goddamn stopgaps in place. And with the 9th article and 10th article, they can't change so much as a goddamn comma in that Bill of Rights. But you don't want to fight for that because it don't, fucking suit your own fucking causes. You want to, you'd rather have a theocracy where you get, cause you're such a smart son of a bitch out there. You're so intelligent, man. God damn it. How have we missed you? How have we missed you all over the fucking radio? But you're so intelligent that when you read, oh man, you understand it all, man, and it's theology. It's theory. It can't be used in a court. It's not sworn testimony. And there's no goddamn stenographer. You got that? So you can put that fucking book away, get your ass out there with your fucking gun, and enforce the goddamn law. Because you know what, people? Especially you assholes, you will not have no goddamn religion if you don't stand up and fight for this fucking document. This is what gives you your fucking freedom of religion. Or lack thereof if you don't want it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You better ask the Russians, what did the communists do when they came in and took over Russia and all the other countries they took over? What's the first thing they shut down?
Well, these fucking morons know it. They know. There's no religion in communism. I would fight and die for your fucking right to believe what you want to believe, but it's your personal belief. It's not mine. And you don't come to me and tell me you're going to believe in this. You try it, you son of a bitch. I'll blow you half in two. Plain and fucking simple.
If he's so whatever he is. I mean, I don't have a word for it. But this SOB, whoever he is, what are you doing about all the pedophilia in this Catholic church then, since you want to talk about him and what he believes? Henry ain't harmed a child. He's not molesting children. So what the fuck are you doing about these priests who's actually causing harm, asshole? What are you doing? Let me hear, what are you doing?
Or Ghislaine Maxwell.
But want to fuck you, and you ain't causing no harm. This is what kills. You ain't bothering nobody. You take up for people. I mean, and they want to mess with you. Want to mess with you because I don't give a month. Fuck, I give more about your values as a man than what you believe. Because whatever you believe is between you and God ain't got shit to do with me.
Thank you. And that's such a simple concept, and that is what the first article says. I can believe whatever I want to believe, and you can believe whatever you want to believe. And so long as I do not harm you with my beliefs and you don't harm me with my beliefs, we don't have any beef. If we do have a beef, we have the Bill of Rights, which is the maximums and the fucking procedures to come to a just verdict to see who's fucking right weighs heaviest. But you won't want, they don't want that. No, they don't want that. What they want, it comes down to things like abortion, Dion. See, they want to be a nationwide fucking law. You can't have a nationwide fucking law and have your autonomy, dumbass. Your autonomy is directly attached to you. It's your individual freedoms and liberties, dumbass. That means every goddamn case where there's a litigation over a fucking an abortion, there has to be a brand new fucking jury, a brand new fucking goddamn everything. You don't go by case law, and you don't have no law written down because you don't have the authority to write it, son of a bitch, because you do not have the authority to fucking interpret the fucking Bill of Rights. Only the people do through the common law jury. Anyways, I'm going to jump into the story. Energy Excess tells Granholm shuttered U.S. oil refineries won't restart. This is from Oil Price, sent in by Gaylord. And I'll tell you what, in the 70s, they tried this shit with us. I swear to God, people, I'm not kidding you. Every night, people went out with fucking chains and put them around the goddamn pumps and ripped them out. I know there's that surveillance that you're also fucking afraid of. Learn it and then burn it. And then tear the son of a bitches down. Make it more expensive for them to fuck with you than to leave you alone. That's what you have to do. U.S. energy executives told Jennifer Granholm that shuttered crude oil refineries won't restart. Valero's chief executive Joe Gordon said on Tuesday The comments were made to the United States Energy Secretary at the recent White House meeting with energy executive Reuters, reported on Tuesday. The one interesting thing that came out of it, too, was there was consideration for the ability to restart refining capacity that had been shut down. And I think the general sentiment was that wasn't going to happen, Korn said. No, the thing here, people, yeah, that's what they've done. They had a glut of fucking oil to the point so they would have had to pay $41 a barrel to get rid of it. So what do? You just shut down the fucking refinery. And then there's a limited amount of the product that comes from the fucking raw material. And you can put up whatever price you want. You can gouge. You can fuck people over. And I just cannot believe that this generation's taking it. My generation didn't take it. I'll tell you what, it didn't take them but about 3 weeks of fucking ripping shit all the goddamn hell, and the goddamn gas came down. Oh, let's see. Where were we here? Limited U.S. refinery capacity, and perhaps more critically, refinery capacity in specific U.S. geographic areas known as PADs, has spared worry in the United States over high gasoline prices and energy security. It's $6 a gallon here, people. I never thought I would see the day that the people would stand for $6 a fucking gallon. They'd be ripping shit apart. You know, these motherfuckers that are fucking you, you just look left, you look right, you look up, you look down, you see their shit everywhere. And that's why I'm telling you, that's what happened in the 70s. People started ripping that motherfucker down. If you can't get gas out of that son of a bitch, it ain't going to be standing there in the morning. And if it's that goddamn security that's got you so scared, you better figure it out and get rid of the son of a bitch. How about that? U.S. refinery run rates were north of 90% for much of the summer, according to the EIA's weekly petroleum status. And that's what they've done. You notice when they were running Keystone and stuff, they were getting rid of fucking more and more refineries, more and more. They knew those refineries had to be replaced. They know these refineries wear out. They're not fucking stupid. But the bottom line was there was so much fucking goddamn crude on the fucking market that they couldn't gouge you. When they had a bad investment, they invested in something that went fucking south. That's what they do. They just go down and they take it from you out of your pocket at the gas pump, people. The poorest fucking people in this country, they don't lose a fucking dollar. They have made record profits since 2008 with the derivatives bubble. And everybody fucking knows it. And too big to fail, too big to jail. How fucking stupid are you? You're too stupid to fucking, I guess, go on in this goddamn world. Shuttered refineries, unlikely to start back up, are the latest nail in the U.S. refinery coffin. No, they ain't, you son of a bitches. We will nationalize every fucking drop of oil in this country. We will nationalize the fucking refineries. And, you know, it's like when they went to steal our natural gas. And they said, oh, it'll take 14 years to build the facilities to ship it out. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about none of it. And hey, you know what? We found out a year later, it was already fucking built. They lied to us, people. These motherfuckers lied to us. I can't believe it. Same with the goddamn pipeline going down to Mexico. They tell us we have a shortage of fucking liquid petroleum when we have ran a fucking huge fucking goddamn gas line down to fuel the industry of our fucking competitor, what's supposed to be our competitor. This is goddamn treason from the top to the bottom, the inside out. Building a refinery is a multi-billion dollar investment. No fucking shit. So what? How much did you make off the last one, son of a bitch? And when it came up time where things were, I mean, it's just like when they did the mills out here. When they cut all the fucking timber, all the big timber. And then rather than retool for smaller timber, see, they were only, according to the Northwest logging fucking plan, They were supposed to leave 12 fucking old growth per acre. They clear cut the son of a bitch. They clear cut it, and then the mills couldn't take the lumber no more because the logs were too small. So they trashed them, and they just tore them all to fucking pieces and shipped them out. Weyerhaeuser did it. I watched Weyerhaeuser fucking aerial log, fucking, I mean, for days and days, and take this fucking logs right out to the goddamn Coos River, put them in the water in log ships, and fucking head them to fucking be sunk in Tokyo Bay. We have been fucking goddamn so every inch of the way we have been betrayed, people. And we haven't done a goddamn thing about it. It's time to hurt back. It may take a decade. We haven't had a refinery built in the United States since 1970. Why? Why haven't we had one built? Because you, in fact, you have taken more out, haven't you, since 1970? I said this a long time ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. I said eventually all of the fucking our refineries will be over in fucking China. And then we'll be shipping the goddamn our raw crude over to China, and they'll be sending it back at a profit for their fucking slave labor, and we'll be buying our own goddamn product at a fucking markup. We don't need no other country. We never did need any other country, did we? But they act like, oh man, this is a slick thing. It's an international corporate mafia. They're a group of fucking goddamn criminals who come up with criminal plans to fucking steal from the fucking people of the world. And if they gotta kill some kids to do it, hey man, all the better. They like killing kids. Except, and when they get here to, you know, the United States, they tell you, we gotta give your kids a shot so we can kill it. No, we want to protect them. We love children. You fucking scum-sucking son of a bitches. It's like Dion said earlier. You fucking people out there, you don't know about the sex rings around this fucking country, around this goddamn world. You don't know that right now how many little children are having things done to them that you can't even fucking visualize. But you sit there and you want to bitch about other stuff. For that one thing, we can destroy them righteously. But the violations of the fucking law are there. We have the law. And they are in violation of our law, our jurisdictional authority, and we have every goddamn right to enforce it with deadly force. In fact, that is our duty. But we sit and we sit and we wait and we wait. What in the fuck are we waiting on is what I'm wondering. My personal view is that there will never be another refinery built in the United States. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? Because when we take this place back over, we're going to find the deepest fucking dry well that we can find. We're going to shove your ass down in it. We're going to start building this country again. Right now, people, I guarantee you, there's gluts of oil. They've got it stashed all over the fucking place. And they're only refining what they need to fucking steal more for you. I mean, goddamn, hundreds of billions of dollars to the Ukraine. Hundreds of billions of dollars to goddamn Taiwan. And they're just sitting there at a goddamn table dividing it up. I heard them talk yesterday on an article. They're talking about the hole, the black hole. We're beginning to know what the black hole looks like. You fucking got to be kidding me. Would your fathers have stood for this shit? Because I don't believe they would have even, I mean, goddamn, it should have been stopped 100 years ago, 200 years ago, when that phony-ass goddamn Constitution, without the people's consent, was put into fucking action. They should have killed every fucking aristocrat in this fucking country, took everything they fucking owned, divided it up among the people, and then every person had a right to a certain amount, because they were American nationals and it was their goddamn country. It's their property. And if you wanted to go beyond that capacity, then you could buy some from mine from me. And we would have kept control of the money, people. And that's what's always the fucking trouble's always been. We'll give Congress the fucking purse strings. Boy, that was a good fucking idea, wasn't it? How about if we had the fucking purse strings? We as individual free sovereign nationals, the goddamn wealth was mailed to us every fucking month and put it in our account. Well, we have the account, but it belongs to a fucking dead man. I mean to a personal fucking account in gold and silver. Would we have the government we're supposed to have? Would we have the government we want? Would the government serve us? I guarantee goddamn to you it would. But right now, the goddamn money's in fucking screwing the American people. Represent any fucking buddy but a fucking American national. Represent any son of a bitch. Any fucking country. Ukraine! What the fuck is Ukraine? Really? Nobody still jumped on here to explain that to me yet.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
How much exactly have they sent there, man?
Pardon?
I said, how much money have they exactly, you know, sent to Zelensky?
Jesus Christ. It's getting up close to a trillion. I'm sure of that. I'm not sure of the exact number, but I've been watching. You'll see 100 million, 100 million, 100 million, billion, 10 billion, 20 billion, 100 billion. You know, it's just been going on and on and on. What do we owe these people and what for? I don't get it. And, I mean, our people are hurting.
Yeah, we still got people sleeping under bridges, man.
You goddamn
right. We still
have,
homeless camps, man.
Yep.
I mean, it's just... This is a relationship where it's like, you know, the man has a side woman, but he take care of his side woman better than he take care of his wife.
You goddamn right. And that, well, how do people look at themselves in the mirror? These are your goddamn brother nationals and sister nationals. How can you fucking look at them in fucking squalor? Going hungry while you're watching him sit there and smile, Biden with a big shit-eating smile on him because he just shit himself, fucking handing another fucking $200 billion over to the Ukrainians. How can you look at yourself in the mirror and know you could stop that so fucking easy it ain't even funny? But you're not... Go ahead, sorry.
They don't go to Ukraine. It goes straight to Lockheed Martin and all them weapons people.
Well, yeah, a lot of it does, yeah, but a lot of it goes to Ukraine, too. I believe that's why they have it in Ukraine, so they can sit there in Kiev where there ain't no reporters and shit, where there ain't going to be nobody there, and they're just sitting there dividing it up like the fucking mobsters they are.
Let's not forget Haifa and Tel Aviv as well.
You're goddamn right. Kazari,
well, he was complaining that he said Zelensky was saying, we need more than just guns. I mean, he was like... He was wanting other stuff, but they weren't giving that.
What they need more of is money. Because like that article I was reading, they were talking about the black hole that is... We're starting to identify the black hole that all the money's going into. That means it ain't buying fucking guns. It's going into the goddamn coffers of the international fucking elite who already have goddamn piles of fucking gold and silver as high as Mount Everest. And you know it. And they're telling you it. And they're telling you they're going to fuck you some more, and you're just like, okay, I'll bend over a little more.
I guess that's better than going to the weapons, people.
I suppose.
Anyway, I was wanting to comment earlier, you know, Al Capone, all the laws that he broke, I mean, murder and theft and every single one of them, but all they could get him was home was a bullshit. Tax evasion.
That's because old Al was...
How can you pay taxes on something illegal anyway? I mean, it's all just... They're part of the problem coming up with that.
That was a setup. Al Capone, they let him get so strong because that's when they got to arm the FBI. There was never supposed to be any armed police policing
Never would have been Al Capone if they didn't have the prohibition.
Exactly. That's why they did it. It was a fucking, just like this corona, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. It was a fucking planned operation. They did the planned operation. They came out the other end with goddamn piles of fucking money and the goddamn FBI fucking armed, which they could not be. The government can't be armed. That's what people got to understand. That's what Koch is talking about. Let me get the... paper here, just a sec. Terrorize military forces. As civil... Okay, where were we? The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. That's pretty fucking clear, ain't it? They don't have the guns. We do. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. So that means upon the writing of this fucking explanation, when the fucking second article was attached to the Bill of Rights, it was fucking clearly understood that the guns belong to the fucking people first. If we had to raise an army... Go ahead.
How do you spell his name? Koch? You said K. It starts with a K? Or?
No, it starts with a C. It's Tench. That's T as in Ted. E as in Echo. N as in Notch. C as in Church. H as in Hotel. And then Cox. C as in Charlie. O as in Oscar. X is in xenophobia. And E is in envelope.
Okay.
Anyway, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
The snow fell. They
keep warm for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. You finally came back to the borders of your fatherland. Now enemies came, traitors everywhere at hand. Many people who had fought and died, knowing that they had to win, will yet still, it sickens my heart to see the picture of the red flag in Berlin. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood in the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time. And that was Sega with The Snow Fell. And it did. I mean, to me, you got to wonder how things might have been different. But we'll never know. Back to this. Energy excess, Greholm. Shutter U.S. oil refineries. They're talking about taking the oil refineries fucking away. You know, they passed the fucking law over there in, I think it's the EU, where you can't have a gas car no more. They can try to pass a law here. They can't pass a law. They have not the authority to pass a law, but they can give it a fucking go. Maybe that's what they want to get shot over. I don't know. But you try fucking telling me I ain't going to go down the goddamn road, and we'll see about that. That only the rich motherfuckers are going to have goddamn electric cars that we're going to subsidize. You guys do realize that. When the rich fuck goes and buys that goddamn Tesla and gets him a car, you know, you're paying about $23,000 on his fucking car. The richest son of a bitch is in the nation. This shit has to stop. We have to realize what these dog shit eating bastards are. And we have to clear them out. Where were we here? Oil and gas companies would have to weigh the benefits of committing capital 10 years out that would need, that will need decades to offer a return for shareholders. Bullshit! You motherfuckers have stolen enough to build goddamn refineries up on top of refineries. You know you have. You're stealing our goddamn crude oil for $15 a barrel and selling it back to us for $6 a gallon for fucking gas. You think we can't do math? You thieving son of a bitches, and you're giving it all back. Shareholders, in a policy environment where governments around the world are saying, we don't want these products to be used in the field. I don't give a fuck what you want. I guarantee you the majority of the people on this fucking planet want them, and we'll fucking squash your ass like a fucking bug on a window. We're sick of what you want. Shove what you want up your fucking ass, and shove what your goddamn foreign constituents want up their fucking foreign asses. Shove what your international corporate mafia wants up its fucking ass. We've had enough of you motherfuckers. Now we're going to do what we want. Let's see what we got here. DHS coordinated massive censorship operation with major big tech platforms. That sounds like goddamn fascism to me. Doesn't it to you? I mean, they edged it in there talking about censoring the fucking internet. And then all the big company, oh, no, we'd never allow that. And then back and forth. And then now these motherfuckers here are, fucking big corporations fucking teamed up with fucking goddamns what's supposed to be fiduciary fucking positions, which do not exist because this whole goddamn thing's a fraud. And they're fucking sitting there. They're going to tell us what we're going to hear. They're going to tell us what we're going to fucking say they think. You motherfuckers are in violation of the law, big time violation. Hang your ass violation of the fucking law. You know, at Nuremberg, there were people hung for propaganda, you cocksuckers. And you will be hung too. Okay, this is from News Wars. It was sent in by Dion for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Department of Homeland Security, FBI, other government agencies have been working closely with numerous big tech companies. Now, that says fucking goddamn fascism, doesn't it? When the fucking corporations are running the fucking country, isn't that goddamn what they call fascism? They have every facet of every goddamn evil that ever has fucking existed, and they're using the best parts of it to fucking try. They think they're going to take our shit away from us. We got to kill them. Big tech companies to coordinate widespread censorship operations. Well, that's pretty fucking clear, don't you think? Can you believe they would write that? And what the hell's wrong with the people that they aren't fucking blasting their ass for it? Widespread censorship operations, leaked internal documents reveal. According to Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, meeting minutes and other records attached to a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, Republican, the agencies discussed censorship frameworks and tactics ranging from the scale and scope of government intervention. Government, listen, you're listening to this. It's not a government. It's a goddamn corporation. We have the right to take and body slam them out of our goddamn public buildings and then hang their asses. They have no goddamn jurisdictional authority. They're frauds. They've been frauds since since day one. The fucking Constitution was never fucking ratified by the people, and the people have never given consent to these cocksuckers' rule. So anytime, guys. An online discourse to the mechanics of streaming takedowns, requests to big tech companies for false or intentional misleading information. And this is what this always comes down to, is who's the rich fuck who's going to tell you that fucking Hillary Clinton, she never committed a crime in her life. I mean, that's all it has to do is just sounds as a rich fuck, or like Kissinger, that fat fuck. These son of a bitches have taken over the public square, and they cannot do that, people. They have violated our first article to ad nauseum. And it's time for us to stomp them out. It is time for us to go to Silicon Valley and stretch some fucking necks. Because they have committed high treason against we the people and the supreme superior absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791 that we are bound to fucking goddamn enforce. The DHS ramped up their censorship operations leading up to the 2020 election and amid the COVID pandemic. No, you fuck your COVID. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Every fucking time COVID-19 does not exist. Never been isolated. It's a bullshit fucking con job. It's been used in 100 different contexts to fucking fuck the people and steal our fucking resources. And you are going to hang for it. Pandemic to target. Inaccurate information on a wide range of topics, including the origins of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's a lot more of us than there are of them. And that's another something that son of a bitch brought up about fucking Goebbels. Fuck you and fuck Goebbels. This is fucking, I don't give a shit who it does. You're not going to repeat something to make a lie the truth. It don't work that fucking way. Especially when the lie's been outed. Pandemic and the efficacy
of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. They're not vaccines by the CDC's own fucking goddamn site. They are goddamn platelets of fucking RNA made to goddamn change your DNA and change who you fucking are. And kill and commit fucking goddamn mass genocide across the goddamn world. Well, I would really like to know how many people they've killed already. You think we're getting a fucking a trickle of the fucking numbers that are being killed? Because I don't. Radical justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the nature of U.S. support to Ukraine. According to a draft copy of DHS's quadrennial Homeland Security review obtained by The Intercept, the DHS online censorship operation was prolific and widespread thanks to the cooperation of Silicon Valley. You got these goddamn fucking oligarchs up there running the goddamn country in violation of the fucking highest law of this land. We're supposed to hang them for this, you understand? They try this shit, we hang them. You're in violation of the law, motherfucker. You got that Zuckerberg, you got that Bill Gates, you got that Bezos, you motherfuckers. I seen a thing where they were walking down the street. They had a police car, it was head high to them, but they didn't show no back fucking view of it. How do these motherfuckers walk our streets? How come we haven't just ripped, how come a goddamn crowd of about fucking 10,000 just ain't just ripped into their crowd, ripped them apart, ripped them and left them in pieces on the goddamn sidewalk? I don't understand it. Prior to the 2020 election, tech companies, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Discord, Wikipedia, Microsoft, LinkedIn, and Verizon Media met on a monthly basis with the FBI, CIA. See, FBI, CIA, they can't exist either. There was never no goddamn fucking authorization given for any kind of policing force over we the people. We are autonomous. We police ourselves. But here they are, all the whole fucking hee-haw fucking gang with the goddamn monarchs at the fucking top. They need to die. And until you kill them, you ain't going to get nothing back. And other government representatives, no, they're not government representatives. They are international corporate mafia fucking dons. That's what they fucking are. They are in gross violation of the fucking superior, supreme, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Gross violation. Up against the fucking wall with a bullet violation. And they fucking know it. And they flaunt it in your fucking face. And I can't believe we take it. We call ourselves Americans. Government representatives, The Intercept reported, according to NBC, the meetings were part of an initiative still ongoing between the private sector and the government. There is to be no fucking such thing as between the private sector and the government. That means that the private sector is buying off the fucking government, doesn't it? That's called goddamn fascism. And this isn't a fascist fucking country. Each and every one of us has individual fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority over our lives, over our property, over our whole goddamn being, you son of a bitches. And you fucking, I mean, governments, just private sector, huh? Which private? What's their fucking names? Give me a fucking list. They're the ones that need to start getting popped in the fucking head. Them and these motherfucking corporate, because they're not government. It's corporation. And they fucking know we know it now. But see, we ain't doing anything about it, people. So they're just sitting there going, well, fuck, man. God damn, will they let us take the whole fucking place and not lift a finger? Will they? Government to discuss how firms would handle misinformation during the election. And that's the whole thing again with the misinformation. Who's going to fucking decide what's the truth? I mean, the whole idea of a fucking discussion, the whole idea of our first article is we discuss things back and forth and we can come to a truth. We can lay each fucking idea out there. We can lay our proofs out there. We can lay our facts out there. And we can come to an absolute fucking goddamn conclusion. A factual conclusion. They don't want that.
They want, oh, God, that's going to, hey, go ahead, brother.
Hey, and if they, I told the sheep, I'm glad you brought your story up. I told the sheep, hell, if we so free and we live in the world's freest country, why do they censor us so much? What do these assholes have to hide?
They're scared to death of us because they're stealing us everything that we own. Including our goddamn, you know, Jefferson said we would wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, and it's happening, brother. It's just like the Chinese going to get these big tracts of our growing land. Come on. Goddamn, I'm telling you what, no imbecile would fucking accept that. You told that somebody you're selling what to who? That's goddamn treason, and it is treason. You're selling your growing land to the goddamn gooks. So they're taking fucking everything else, man. I mean, you're giving your goddamn, I mean, the Ukraine. I mean, I don't know that any money, I don't know if they're fucking even making one gun. But the goddamn wealth of our nation sure being shipped over to the fucking Ukraine, ain't it? At the same time that our people are living under overpasses. At the, and it's going into winter, people. God, this always makes me so sad when I think about it. It just fucking makes me want to puke. We're going into goddamn winter yet again with our people out on the fucking streets and these thieving, international, dirty, low-down, fucking corporate mafia motherfuckers draining the, just more, just right in front of your fucking ass. Yeah, they'll start, pretty soon they'll start counting out this brag so they can brag on it. I heard a fucking old goddamn, Biden was over there, you don't fuck with a Biden. Get close enough to me, motherfucker, and see if I fuck with you. I'll bash your fucking face in, you old prick. You'll shit your pants double time. You criminal, no good son of a bitch. I think I have another article, maybe it's this one here, talking about Hunter Biden. When they shut down the reports on Hunter Biden. I mean, this guy's fucking, he's fucking whores on a goddamn laptop, snorting fucking coke. And I understand, he ain't even got a traffic ticket yet, people. How in the hell does that work? Is you think that you were in control of this nation? Because I'm here to tell you you're not.
Well, hell, Henry, if you don't have a seatbelt on, you'll get killed.
You goddamn right. Or a signal light fucking doesn't work. They'll kill your ass. But this fucking, I mean, this, I don't know if you've seen the little excerpts from the fucking, his laptop. He's fucking got two whores in the fucking goddamn bed, snorting fucking coke, partying fucking out, and not to mention what he did, what happened in the Ukraine with getting the goddamn $1 million job about something he knows nothing fucking about. It is pure criminality. You can't call it anything. Either we stop this criminality or it fucking overtakes us, people. You can't just keep fucking, we're not even printing money anymore. We're putting fucking digits in the goddamn computers. You can't just keep doing that without a product. I mean, the simplest goddamn sixth grade explanation of economics will tell you that. But that's what we're fucking doing.
Well, we can't stop the criminality because now they're calling for amnesty. So I guess we just have to forgive them for all the shit that they're doing. Did you see that these journalists are calling for amnesty because they got everything about COVID wrong? Hundreds of millions of people, but we just got to forgive them.
Well, amnesty comes in all calibers, brother.
Oh yeah, I know. I just think it's fucking.
That's what they're going to get.
Even say that.
Well, of course it's outrageous. There is nothing. You try to think of something too outrageous for me to come up on here with one of these fucking articles. I'm reading things that 10 years ago there was no way I even mention of these. They'd be hiding this shit. They're flaunting it in your goddamn face. Yeah, we're the international corporate mafia. Yeah, we're going to have a world fucking government. Yeah, our goddamn world government's going to overrule your fucking national sovereignty. No, it ain't, you son of a bitch. Because that Bill of Rights belongs to the people, and we will blow your fucking heads off. One right after another. We'll see if it's worth a paycheck to get your goddamn head blowed off. Because I guarantee it's worth a paycheck to keep my goddamn freedom and liberty. I mean, it's not worth a paycheck. It's worth my fucking life. To keep my fucking liberty and my fucking freedom. It's well worth it to me and for my grandchildren and for their children.
It's well worth it to me. I look forward to it. You dirty son of a bitches. Anyways, guys, it's hotter than hell up here, and I'm going to call it a program. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, remember that immunity comes in all fucking calibers, and that's what they're going to fucking get. And that is The Word from the Trenches.